Good morning to all my brothers and sisters out there who are listening this morning. Today is June the 21st on a Thursday. And when I say good morning, I mean that it is a good morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day that the Lord has made today, and that we are called to rejoice and be glad in that. That's what I want to center our minds and our hearts on this morning as we start out this day with this thought. I want to read out of Psalm 34 and Psalm 95, and I just want to stay in the Psalms today. Just so many good things this morning. Psalm 34, starting in verse 1, says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad, and oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Later on in that chapter, it says this, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Psalm 95, this is one of the great calls to worship that is we find in the Psalms and even in the whole Bible itself. Verse 1, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. The last thing I want to read this morning, Psalm 69, verse 30, says, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. As I read that, it tells me this, that one of the ways that I can magnify, or that word magnify literally means to make great. So I can make the name of the Lord great in this earth through my thanksgiving, through my praise, through my worship. It's one of the ways that the Lord has called us to do that, through thanksgiving. And as we really look at our lives and what the Lord has richly blessed us with, how can we not do that? And listen, I know that we are all this morning going through different trials and different sufferings, different things that are going on in our lives. But through each one of those, the Lord sustains us, and he richly shows his presence and his mercy to us during those times. So as we sing this morning, as we seek the Lord for the things of the day, let our hearts be, first of all, drawn to thanksgiving, to offering unreservedly our praise to him today. Ask the Lord just to reveal to you just his rich blessings in your life. And may we respond together today in awe and in wonder of what the Lord has given and who he is. You know, if all we had to be thankful for was simply our salvation, that would be far more than enough for this life and the life after. We are extravagantly, richly blessed through him, through salvation. And then he shows himself in every area and every facet of our life. Jesus, we come before you today. Thank you for your rich blessings upon your children. Thank you that you care for your own. Thank you that that every hair on our head that you have counted and that you care about. We will bless the Lord forever. We will trust him at all times. For you have delivered us, Lord, from all fear. You have set our feet upon your rock, and we will not be moved. And we will say of the Lord, you are our shield, you are our strength, you are our portion in this life today. You are our deliverer, you are our shelter, our strong tower. You are our very present, you are our very present help in time of need. We declare that this morning back to you, Lord. As a people, we sing this together. I will bless the Lord. Sing this out with me.
I will bless the Lord forever.
I will trust him at all times.
I will trust him at all times.
Yeah, he has
delivered me from all fear. He has set my feet upon a rock.
I will not be moved.
I will not be moved. And I'll say of the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need. Yes, you are our help, Lord.
Whom have I?
Beside you
made me glad. Sing that.
You have made me glad. And I'll say of the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, Lord, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, Lord, strong tower, my very prison help. You are my shield, my strength, Lord, my portion, my deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need.
You are portion, Lord, we say this morning, you're all that we need, Lord, you're all that we need, Jesus. I believe. Jesus, as we go throughout this day, may our lives, our actions, our thoughts today, may our every part of our lives magnify you with thanksgiving. Lord, we are a people with much to be thankful for. Thank you that you are enough, that you are more than sufficient. We put our trust and our hope in you, Lord. And as we get up every day, Lord, we'll do that all over again, Lord, because it is an act of the will daily. We put our trust in you today. You are our Father. We are your children. We cry out, Abba, Father, to you, Daddy. Thank you for watching over us. Have your perfect way in our lives as we go throughout our day today. We love you, Jesus. In your precious, precious name, we pray. Amen.